B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Ed from Wilmington's on the
phone. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, show me coming up.
Yeah.
I gotta see this. What's up, Ed? Is this Hawk or Ed?
Ed.
What's up, Ed?
You guys. Down goes Bobby, huh?
He's down.
Down goes Bobby.
Taken out by Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Perfect for that type of casting. Perfect. But listen, Anthony, I was pretty down Monday morning, but Brett Brown yesterday, that Q&A, that lifted me back up. That was really good. I mean, he aced that. And then I'm a hockey guy, so after the Sixers were done, I just jumped right to hockey. Anything with a goaltender, that last line of defense, that seems to work for me. I don't even care about the West Coast NBA Finals. I just go to the hockey.
I watched it. I watched the third period last night. It was halftime of Golden State and Portland, and I watched the third period of Boston Carolina, which was outrageous. I mean, it was great. Great. What a great theater.
Absolutely. It'll help.
How about that? Listen, that Blues thing is really cool.
Yeah, they're tied at 1-2 today, play tonight.
That's Berube. You still got a couple of ex-Flyers, right? Berube, yeah. And then Pat Carolina. Berube. I think Carolina's in trouble, though.
They're dead.
They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. The Bruins are going to win the Cup. Rask is playing unbelievable, and it's going to be three straight championships for Boston.
Yeah, that's where you got to spray ice in his face like they tried with Columbus's goalie, and they'll do stuff like that. You know that.
Try and snow the goalie? That gets you lumber in the back of the leg out of there.
I know, but they'll do it. They've done it over the years in the playoffs. But, hey, listen, before I sign off, with Andrew's new Philly show there, I heard you guys trying to come up with a name, and I was just trying to keep it simple and think of something. How about something like Philly's 9-Up show?
Like 9-Up, 9-Down?
I like 9-Up.
That'll line up, because everybody goes line up, and it's probably been done a gazillion times. I mean, you can go nostalgic with Philly's Boys of Summer show, but 9-Up, tailgate.
Don Henley?
Exactly. Something like that. We got you guys take care of them and help them with that name.
All right. Well, we'll make some suggestions, but ultimately, we have no say of anything around here. Let's be really clear about that.
I'm going by your house.
Yeah.
I know you're not hurt.
All right. Can you hear it, Andrew? Didn't the Ataris do a remake of this, too? I think so.
So I don't know if you've ever talked about this, but I meant to bring it up, and then my buddy Ace sent me the story. It's just an incredible story. This Blues thing, because they're back at it tonight.
Yeah.
And you know the Gloria?
Yeah, it's from an anthem out there.
Yeah, you know where...
Our radio station played a 24-hour loop.
Do you know where it started?
No.
You guys don't know where it started? You too, Andrew? This is outrageous. Nobody knows where the Gloria St. Louis Blues thing originated.
No, it's not the U2 Gloria. It's
Gloria. It's Laura Branigan.
Well,
yeah.
I know that song very well because it's played at every Lithuanian wedding.
Really?
Every twice.
Gloria?
Yes.
Why? She's Lithuanian, Laura Branigan?
No. There's a story behind it. Somebody's grandfather loved that song and requested it at every wedding song. And then when he passed, it became like a tradition that it plays twice every Philadelphia Lithuanian wedding. So I've been to like a gazillion. So I've heard it two gazillion times.
All right, so here's the story. This is unbelievable. So you guys have not heard it.
And you love attaching music to sports. This is right up your alley.
So this is unbelievable. It started here in South Philadelphia. It started.
What?
Yes.
Is Patrick Maroon involved?
There's a private club called Jack's NYB. So it's like, I think that's on 2nd Street. Jax, what's that? Anyway, five Blues players happened to watch the Eagles-Bears game January 6th. When the players arrived, it was locked. It was locked. The door was locked.
Yeah.
Because it's a club. It's like a bar, type of joint.
Yeah.
So they were greeted with Let's Go Flyer chants. And they were getting, they were getting their balls broken.
Yeah.
But then they got into it, and they loved hanging out with the people.
Okay.
The Blues did.
Yeah.
And a club member kept yelling, "Play Gloria, play Gloria," every commercial break. And the people went nuts, and they loved watching it. So this is a quote from Robbie Fabry, the blues.
Yeah, Fabry.
He says, they just went nuts when they heard it, and we love watching it. So we just happened to get a win the next day and made it our win song.
Okay, so they beat the Flyers 3-0 the next day. It was in the early January.
So they, right.
Bennington's first game, by the way.
Right. So they originally were doing Runaround Sue.
And they changed
it to... to Gloria.
Well, they were the worst team in the league with Runaround Sue.
Yeah. it was just like one of those things that just happened.
Yeah. Organically, that's their rallying cry now.
Yeah.
And it
originated...
in Philly.
Here. It's like, you know, it's a mummer's club, Jax.
Yeah. Wow. What a horrible song.
Yeah, so this is going to play twice at my wedding.
Really?
You got to buck the trend, Andrew.
No, it's going to keep on going, man.
It's
crazy?
A great story. I wish some of the guys from the club could call up and talk about it, because it's a really...
Somebody was there.
It's a really cool thing.
Wow.
How it all happened.
That's crazy. And it's become one of the radio stations out there played it like on a 24-hour
loop. Yeah, it's South Philly. Like, how nuts is that?
Yeah. Nuts. 610-632-0975. It was back on January 7th when the Blues played here. They were here the day before. And the Eagles, I guess, the day before or that weekend were in the playoffs. It was the Bears game, you said? The double doink?
It was the double doink game.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, and St. Louis won 3-0.
And everybody, and that became their song because they were going, "Play Glory, play with them." You know, that's how we do. "Hey, play the song, Andrew, play the song." Like,
yeah.
That kind of thing. It was like going like that. And the DJ's there, and the players loved it, and they just, you know, they made it theirs.
It's pretty funny that they go to a bar, you're getting their stones broken because they're of the opposition, but then everybody kind of, they all get into it and enjoy it and play into it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Players going out and having, I like the fact they went to a little corner bar.
Yeah. You know,
they didn't go to, I like, don't know how they, steakhouse or something.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know how they went to Jack's. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how they found... It's like, you know, it's a private club. It's a mummer's club.
And the teams usually stay over in, like, in Center City.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, they just, you know, maybe they knocked on the door, they want to go to the corner bar and watch the game.
I like the fact that they went to a corner bar to watch.
Yeah, I do too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's a hockey player.
It is a hockey player. I agree with that. I do. I agree with that.
610-632-0.
We got coming up. We'll talk to Joe, who's a member of the Jacks.
That's the name.
The Jacks.
Okay,
yeah, the club.
I love it. 610-632-0975. We got one open line if you want to grab it. This is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez, and we're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm because, you know, we talk about the Rothenberg Law Firm. We talk about commitment. We talk about it, you know, with your significant other or in sports. We talk about being a committed fan. And I'm sure most of you know, the Phil's made a big commitment to a certain outfielder this offseason. Well, at the Rothenberg Law Firm, they need to know how important commitment is, especially when it comes to their clients and to being the best law firm in Philadelphia. Alan Rothenberg and his team, they're fully committed to fighting and, of course, winning for their clients, and they have been every single day for over 49 years. The Rothenberg Law Firm's commitment to protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia, that's what's helped them build and grow their firm into the trusted household name it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, make the commitment. Make that commitment to winning and call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop fighting until they win for you. They're committed. Number to call, 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit online at injurylawyer.com. The website again, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
I was in a bar yesterday. Shocker.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Guy comes up. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong, face? You're not still upset over the Sixers.
Jeez.
And I was like, yeah, you got a problem with it?
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm wallowing over the loss of a Sixer season, you may find that trivial. But leave me the bleep alone.
But you're still depressed, man. I wonder if people are still in that depressed mode with you. I'm going to turn the page quick, guys. I force myself out of it. I shoehorn myself out of that.
I can't do that.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly Delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
What up?
All right, welcome back. Pick up the pieces. I do love this story from Jax, South Philly. The Jax are a legendary group.
Yeah, they tweeted us, thanking us for the shout-out. Right,
they're legends.
Yeah.
They're legends. And it's such a great story. And the Blues, they're playing tonight. I'm rooting Blues because of the Jax.
Yeah. He's got a Philly connection, too.
Yeah, but it's a great story. And you know, it really is a lot of fun.
Let's go.
Hey, by the way,
we
got the Chiefs. We got Mike on the line, right?
Mike in South Philly. What's up, buddy?
Anthony?
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
What's up, brother? What a great story.
Man, this is a ride. This is a ride of a lifetime right now. We're just going with it. You know, the whole city of St. Louis, reporters, news stations. I was on Good Day Philadelphia this morning. I was on the Associated Press over the weekend.
Wow.
I mean, we are just loving this right now. We're eating it up.
Oh, good for you guys. Yeah, you guys are awesome, man. I love
it. Yeah.
Tell us about that night in January.
All right, well, I have to give you the quick spiel about the backstory.
Yeah.
We started this brigade 3 years ago. It's the Jax NYB, New Year's Brigade.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, we started this. Last summer, one of my friends, Eddie Renzi, he loves this song, Gloria. So we started playing it up into the planning process of New Year's Day, January 1st. Well, what happens January 1st? The Jax New Year's Brigade, we win first place in the parade. So we're going bananas, like days and days of nonstop.
Yeah, I remember you guys. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
right. We're on 16th Street in South Philly, right in the heart of the Italian neighborhood, right down the block from where old Garofolo used to live.
Yeah.
And then 5 days later, we knew the Blues. We had a contact, Justin Post. He had a contact with Steiner and Shen, and they were coming to the club. So we were like, all right, let's go. We're watching the Eagles game there anyway. We got a party, the Eagles-Bears game in the playoffs. And every time during the commercial, we said, play Gloria, play Gloria. Because that's our soul. Yeah, and they don't know this. Yeah, so they're in there. They're thinking, like, oh, who are these guys? Yeah, and we just kept saying, play Gloria, play Gloria. Well, now the Eagles start winning. And we just keep playing it and playing it and playing it. Well, what happens is, the Blues, on January 3rd, they were the last place team in hockey.
Yeah, 31.
Last place. On January 7th, the first game after they leave our club, they play the Flyers, they win.
3-0.
They go on to win 11 straight. And they shoot up all the way up in the first place in their division, and now they're in the Western Conference Finals. What we found out? Around early February, we found out, and nobody told us. We just saw it in a video. They took our song.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
They played after every single win. They would play it in their locker room, and then the city of St. Louis would get behind it. And we were like, hey, what the heck? We got to get behind them now. The Flyers were out of it. And we were like, let's go. So now we turned into a little local St. Louis bar. And all St. Louis fans, all over the country, are flying in, driving up from D.C., coming down from
New
York.
That's awesome.
So tonight's going to be a monster night there, right?
Oh, it's a monster night. We got a feast ready, open doors to all Blues fans. Come by to the gas.
Actually, we got to do that.
Yeah, I got to come out.
Today's what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
When's the next game?
Friday night.
Oh my God. That'll be outrageous. I might have to come Friday night.
Oh, this is going to be great.
That sounds awesome.
That's a cool story, Mike.
Yeah, enjoy. We're still in contact with a lot of the players. Like I say, you know, AP, well, USA Today, they all picked us up.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? What? That's awesome. That's crazy.
If they win the cup, they got to bring the cup to Jacks.
Oh, it's a guarantee. Yeah. They have no choice. They are bringing the cup to Southfield.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Well, we can get our cup in. That's the only way we can get it. The Blues win it. Yes. 40
stinking years. Whatever works, man.
Tell you, Mike.
That's cool, man. Hey, Mike, great stuff. Great.
Thank you.
Really, it's awesome. I love the story.
You got it. Thanks for having
me.
See you,
of course, man.
That's classic.
That's a great story.
I love you because Steiner came in. That's Alex Steiner. I went hockey nickname.
You, I think we got to go Friday night. Yeah. Just to see that, what a spectacle that'll be.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
The Blues.
Yeah, they got to get a ring in there if they win, too, and get the ring to display at the top shelf.
You know what's crazy is that you got the Blues bar. Now you got the Jacks with the connects with the Blues.
Sure.
You already had Big Charlie with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know that story with the Chiefs. Spags went in there.
Big Chiefs. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's a Chief.
So he came home, and he goes, I'm going to go to that bar. So him and Maria, his wife, going to the bar. And he goes, it was awesome. You know, like people. You know,
oh, you're a god
big,
there.
They made a big deal out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right, good for Spags.
Yeah.
By the way, coming up, I see that NBC Sports Philly tweeted out this link. They put out a tweet, and it says, are you most like Carson, as in Wentz? What about Reese? Maybe you're most similar to Joel or Claude. Take this quiz to find out which Philadelphia athlete you are. So I want to take it. You and I will take it. I'll put one on the phone and one on the computer. And we'll see what athlete you are and what athlete I am and see what the quiz determines for us. All right?
I like it. That's a great idea.
Let's go to Kevin in Center City on the Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, fellas? That's a great story about the Jets. That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
I know, Kev.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm in the funk just like you.
Yeah, man.
But for me, it's a little bit worse because I wanted Brett Brown gone, and I think him being retained is making it worse. And here's the reason why, and then you tell me what you think. And I also got a way I think you can get out of your funk faster than me. But for me, it just, I don't see a tangible way outside of Joel and Ben taking that next step that this team gets better. Like, I think you're going to spend your money on Tobias and Jimmy, and the team's going to come back the same way. And outside of the players getting better, which is happening around the league, I don't see how this team gets better. Whereas if you run in a new coach, a new scheme, I think you could have maximized a lot of other players. But that's just me.
But I'm curious. Like, what would your plan be, brother?
Well, I think you need to find somebody who's offensive scheme will maximize the players, like your stars. So it has to be more. I think this is based on the player types outside of Ben. You're going to get transition. Like, I don't think you have to emphasize that. Like, you're going to get that naturally. I think you have to have an offensive-minded coach with a half-court motion offense that can install that. I think that's where we need to go, honestly. I like the space and pace, I'm not really with, especially because I don't think we have the shooters for it.
I hear you. I just think, but you're iffy on Brett, but you like the core four.
Oh, I love the core four. But my thing is, like, when I look at players, like, I know in my heart of hearts that Joe and Ben will get better. But I also know in my heart of hearts that Giannis and Kawhi and everybody else is going to get better.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that thing kind of cancels each other out. So I think you got to try another way to hedge your bets, but we'll see.
I don't think they cancel each other out because Ben's on a different trajectory, right? Like, Giannis already made his big leap.
Okay.
Right? I mean, think about it. I mean, Giannis became an absolute stud.
MVP candidate.
So, I mean, Ben has yet to do that. So that's the hope, is that those two, you know, make the leap.
I absolutely hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. You got to do is you got to call Baldy, man. You got to call Baldy. Tell him to get the Dillard and the Miles Samuels tank and just get in the lab.
Baldy, get in the lab. You know why?
Immerse yourself in some football.
Thank you, Kevin.
A little film session.
Thank you, Kevin. Maybe soon.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The lab, though. I do like the lab.
Yeah. Hunkered down.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me earlier and said,
I'm just texting with him.
I, I would feel more.
Literally 2 seconds ago.
Is that right? We were talking about him yesterday, actually, off the air. The guy said, if I knew that Jimmy and Tobias were definitely coming back, I wouldn't kind of be in this state of mind still. But there's question marks whether they're going to
be back.
And look, you can say, well, yeah, the Sixers are going to bring him back, but the Sixers don't have total control here. Because Jimmy may go, hey, I'm going to team up a little collusion with a couple of guys. Maybe I end up with the Lakers and LeBron. Maybe LeBron's wooing him. We don't even know. And he's going to go out to L.A.
Yes.
Maybe he's going to, or maybe Tobias is like, hey, man, if I stay with this team, I'm kind of the fourth fiddle here. You got two young stars and Jimmy, I'm kind of the fourth option. I want to be a one or two option. Maybe he thinks of himself that way. And he's been all around the league already in the short time he's been in the league. I don't want to put roots down here because I don't want to be the fourth option. I'm not going to get the glory that those guys are going to get. So there's a lack of control there. And some people say, well, like the caller just said, Brett Brown's coming back, so I'm still morose. If I knew they were going to have a new coach, that would bring a new kind of optimism and change. But change isn't always good.
Listen, I'm happy with the way things turned out. I'm happy that Brett's coming back. And I just want to go status quo, and I think there'll be good. I believe in all of them. I believe that, you know, the one thing that I learned throughout the process, not that process, but watching this whole thing come together, and I remember distinctly talking to Gary Smith, and I told you this yesterday, because Gary looks at things from a psychological standpoint, from a relationship standpoint of how, and I think what Brett does is good. I mean, look, you saw a display yesterday in the news conference where he was riveting. You saw all his players give him a vote of confidence. I think it's good. I think he shows you. I think it's good for him to be there. He made, I thought, made some X and O adjustments that we all wanted him to see.
Yeah, we needed
I agree. It's frustrating. The last three possessions. And look, he's culpable for that. As the coach, he's culpable for that. But does those other things outweigh the XO thing? And, you know, truthfully, when you break it down, you know, maybe there's some places. It's just like football, right? You see stuff that's called, and then, you know, it's about execution of the players, you know, and maybe, you know, there could have been some better execution from the players, or maybe they needed to just run Joe down low in a different way.
Yeah.
All that said, doesn't the fact that he reaches them at a certain level give you a fighting chance that Joel comes back in a different body, that Ben Simmons comes back having attained a bit of a shot?
Well, if those two do that, they take care of business this offseason. And we're not asking Ben Simmons to shoot 30% from three. We're not asking him to take 3-point. We're just asking for some jump shots.
Yeah.
15-footer. Yeah. 12-footer. 610-632-0975. Pete and Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Pete? Pete.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I had to get off the headphones.
No worries. Now he's off the air. Sorry, Pete. Call back. Grab the line at 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Hawk and Philly's on the Fanatic. How you doing, Hawk?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Hawk.
Hey. You know what? Ed, I'm with you, and I'm not just agreeing with you. And here's why I'm still a little, you know, in a malaise myself, is because I looked at this series as, like, this Sixers team, it reminds you of, like, the young boxer. You tell him, you know, take care of your health, you know, don't play around as much, and use your jab. And then you watch him go out with all the preparation, and he gets clocked, like, as the bell sounds in the 12th round, and he's still got a lot of fight left in him, and he's swinging up at the lights, you know, while he's being counted out. So that's the feeling that I got from watching the Sixers team. Now, what really kept me down was, I'm not opposed to bringing back Brett Brown, but Brett Brown signed his own indictment by telling Ben Simmons, I don't have to tell you when to shoot. The league is going to tell you when you need to develop a jump shot. That's like telling, and me, as like I said, as a former high school basketball coach, that's like telling a player, hey, I don't need to tell you to be able to take whatever the defense gives you. The league is going to tell you that. Yeah. Well, Brett, the NBA isn't Ben Simmons' head coach. You are, okay? Now, the last thing I want to say, because I want to get you guys' feedback on it, is that I don't mean to insult Ben Simmons or offend his brother, mm-hmm. but honestly, I don't think Ben Simmons' brother gets it when it comes down to talking to Ben. And I don't know who Ben's listening to, whether he's listening to his brother more or he's listening to the Sixers organization. But I work with kids that play in Division I basketball on television as well. I work them out, and I tell them, listen, I'm not trying to change how you play the game, because clearly you know how to play the game. I'm just trying to get you to look at the game and see it differently. Right. And what I think what Ben's brother has to do for Ben is tell him, listen, you don't have to be Paul George where you come down heaving up jump shots, but we need you, not in a dunker's position, but
do me a favor. Let's have a quick conversation, Hawk.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I think it's really interesting. This is stuff he has to know. Like, we're not talking about some ridiculous thing that we just figured out, right? We're talking about something right. so elemental as to a spacing need of a jump shot, right? Like, he right. sees what I don't understand, Hawk. Maybe you get it, but what I don't understand is a guy that prideful, and you know he's prideful. Mm-hmm. How in the world does he not shoot in this? Because he knows that guys are sagging off him. That's more embarrassing, not shooting, than shooting and missing.
Exactly. And my son was asking me, why am I so down on Ben? I had my son, and I hope you guys don't cut me off.
No.
I had my son go back and watch Ben Simmons play in the summer league. And he said, Dad, he's incredible. He said he was going to be the best player in the league because Ben was just fluid. Everything was just flowing. And I said, yeah, exactly. He was supposed to be the next LeBron, the next Magic Johnson, but he didn't turn into the next Magic Johnson. He turned into Magic Johnson from the 80s. Okay, that style of play doesn't work. So all I'm saying is that if he could be Trevor Ariza, where he catches the ball, if you can get it in his head, somebody is telling this guy, they're giving him this confidence, this false sense of confidence that you don't need to shoot, whether it's Brett or it's his brother.
Yeah, I hear you on the shooting thing. That, yeah, I mean, he needs to shoot. I mean, this just goes without saying. He needs to shoot. I do think it all comes down to playing in the half court, right? Like, let's be real.
And that's the playoffs.
Because there's nobody. He is so dangerous when he's in the open floor. The Hawk's right when he says he's magic in the open floor. The only thing I would differ a little bit is I think that Ben can be a point guard in the half court as well. And for him to do that, everybody's right who says you just got to be able to get a mid-range game going. Or you got to be ready to go attack the rim with a fearless nature. Right?
Ferocity.
Right.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see when he comes back. This should be a big leap from year two to year three.
That's where it happens.
This is, right?
We did a case study on a couple of guys.
Did you ever do that, Andrew? I asked you to do that. I know you're busy, so I don't want to, I'm not breaking.
I'm working on because I'm doing the Bring the Heat right now. But
But you get my point. Like, look, I don't care if you would do it for Friday or whatever, but yesterday I told Andrew to come up with year two to three. And what for a lot of the great players, because and this is only from feel that I think that's when you see the biggest leap.
That's the growth. The first year you're just getting into the NBA.
I look at Giannis, and that was a big leap for him.
Because you learn a lot every season, and it was for Giannis, it was for Jason Kidd, mm-hmm. it was for a lot of guys that we looked at a bunch of them, and that was exactly the case.
But you're 2 to 3, right? Like, I want to see the growth period, mm-hmm. and that's for Ben. That's why next year is so important. It's vital. If he's ever going to be that guy, like, you need to see a lot more glimpse. And I believe he can. Like, I love the kid. I'm not giving up on him.
Well, you know, from year 2 to 3, by your second year, now you know, okay, the book's out on me. They know how to defend me. So how am I going to come back next year with adding something to my game that makes me an even bigger weapon?
Yes.
Bird used to do it every offseason. You hear him say it. I'm working on things. I'm going to be unstoppable. Well, he was unstoppable the year before, but he added another piece to his repertoire of what he could do on a floor and affect a game.
Yeah, and he's still, again, you're talking about a 22-year-old. So
yeah, he's a pop. He's a pop. 610-632-0975. That's the number coming up at the top of the hour. Is Bring the Heat. Andrew just alluded to it. We'll get to that. Plus, we're going to put Anthony and myself through the quiz. Find out which Philadelphia sports athlete
like the quiz.
We are. It'd be very interesting. I don't even know what the questions are yet, but we'll do it live on the program. 610-632-0975. Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's graduation time, not just for schools, but it's time for your home to graduate up to new energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. And as a graduation gift, all window styles are 50% off. You get to choose bays, bows, double hung, wood, vinyl, any size, any color, all custom-made and all at 50% off. Window Nation's massive buying power. It's a diploma in deals, and they'll pass the savings on to you. It gets even better. Make no down payment, no payments, and no interest for 12 full months. And if you call Window Nation this week, they'll take 50% off every window, plus get free blinds with the purchase of a house of windows. New windows, they save energy. They improve the look and value of your home as well. So now, 50% off with no down payment, no payments, no interest for 12 months, plus the free blinds. So call Window Nation today, and you'll get a free in-home estimate. They'll come out the next day, walk you through it, provide you a quote valid for a full year. School year's about to end, so is this deal. So hurry and call 866-90-NATION today or online at windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Correct. So I get this little mini Baxter thing.
Oh, look at that. What is it?
It's like a sponge ball, but it's in the shape of a Baxter.
Oh, like it's a squishy, they call those.
Yeah, it's a waste management thing.
It looks like a trash receptacle.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a mini Baxter. You're right. It's a receptacle.
Yeah, I got the bag. I have the Baxter in my garage right now. It's not in the packaging.
Oh, yeah?
Because I got the reno coming up, and I started the clean out.
Oh, very good.
I had toys from when my kid was like 3 weeks old.
Very good.
And he's, I got to take it all. I'm going to put a bunch of the stuff that's still and donate it. Take it out to Goodwill or Salvation, wherever, take it, you know, then give it to them to do what they want. And then everything that's junk is going to go right in a Baxter. I had the dumpster
in good, in the Baxter.
In the driveway last time. It was unsightly.
That's right, in the Baxter.
Neighbors looking at it like, dude, what's the dumpster here? A little decorum in the neighborhood.
Yes, yes.
I already bring the level of decorum down just by my presence.
That's funny.
Real quick, Jeff McClain just tweeted this out. This is in regards to the Joe Douglas thing we were talking about with the Jets open GM position, because they fired their GM and player personnel guy today. Jeff McClain goes, regarding Joe Douglas and the Jets GM opening, he did work, Joe Douglas, with Adam Gase for a year in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was the director of college scouting. Gase was the OC, but to call them, quote, close would be a stretch.
Hmm.
That being said, if the Jets were to offer it, it would be hard for Douglas to pass on it. And he's been linked to this job. We've heard his name mentioned ever since they hired Adam Gase.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
So we'll see what happens, and we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, remember, so the Eagles have Andrew Berry, who they got from the Browns, who is the Harvard guy, who's really smart and really strong analytically. He's one guy that survived in that mess in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He's real sharp dude, a smart guy.
Yeah,
but you have him as he's the vice president. Of football ops, so, it would just be him and Howie.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it plays out. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines if you want to grab it. I want to put you through the quiz real quick, Ant.
Yeah.
NBC Sports Philly tweeted this out.
Real quick, let me get Ben up here.
Oh, yeah, get Benny up here.
All right, because Benny is our victor. What? He's our man from the Eagles Autism Challenge. Ben!
How are you, Anthony?
How are you, bye, buddy?
I am great. I'm at Cedar Point right now. I'm riding roller coasters, working, and having fun.
Well, that's good, Benny. That's really good. And you are tireless. You are a tireless worker raising money.
Yes, I am. I have five jobs.
You have five jobs.
Wow.
And you still find time to be the ambassador for the Eagles.
Yep, ambassador for the Eagles, ambassador for Cedar Point, ambassador for Dorney Park. Oh, yeah.
Good for you, Benny.
Wow. Yeah. Cedar Point, that's like in where, Michigan or something?
That's in Ohio, not Michigan, Ohio.
Okay. Wow. That's the roller coaster capital of the world, Mo.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Fighting autism everywhere. You're the man, mm-hmm. Benny. Mm-hmm. We're bringing awareness. And we're proud of you, Ben.
Yep.
Ben, enjoy Cedar Point, man. Hit one of those coasters.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. What's your favorite ride at Cedar Point?
I've never been, so.
You've never been?
No. Well, it's in Ohio, man. It's not my backyard.
You gotta ride Sea of Vengeance when you come. It's the best wooden coaster in town.
All right.
What's it called?
Sea of Vengeance.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Ben, enjoy it, man. Thanks for checking in.
Have a great day.
All right, too. Ambassador.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, my wife's always going. She went out there as a kid. She lived in Western PA. She said, oh, we got to go to Cedar Point. We got to Cedar Point. What am I going to do? Like, go out there and be the jacket holder for my, you know, because my kids won't go on. Somebody's got to stay with the kids. Kids aren't old enough to get on those. Those coasters are crazy.
Be the jacket holder?
Yeah. Standing there holding the jackets. It's a jacket.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not the biggest.
Not a coaster, man?
You know, whatever. I'm, okay, you know.
I could see you front rowing a coaster with your arms up going down the hill.
You know, if the kids, like, I'll do anything with the kids, but quite frankly, I'm not a big amusement park guy.
Oh, jeez. How can you not be an amusement park guy?
I like, wow, like, you got to give me more than just the amusement park.
So you like the boardwalk?
Yes, I love the boardwalk.
And the, frankly, not great rides.
Well, they have good rides. Wow,
not compared to, like, a Cedar Point. And a sea serpent? You go on a roller coaster.
They got nice, a log flume.
Yeah, the flume?
Sure. They have nice rides.
Big Splash is the name or whatever.
I mean, Wildwood's got nice rides. I don't know, the kids are happy.
Yeah. And you got the wheel going.
Yes. The kids are water gun war. Kids are happy.
You do a ring toss?
Do it all.
Top of the bottle?
Do it all.
How about the shooting the basketball into the rim that's incredibly tiny and the basketballs are hard as a rock?
The best is, though, when I tell you, the one I like is the one where the basket's like 13 feet high.
Yeah.
And like the things, the moments that your kids like remember. So Mossman was like, I want one of these things, whatever. So I go, all right. And like, it was, and listen, when I tell you, it was luck. So I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm Steph Curry. But it was a moment of, like, you feel good for your kid.
Because you won.
Because I hit three in a row.
You going backboard?
No.
You going straight in, huh?
Yeah.
13-footer?
No, it's high. Like, it's, I don't know, high. I mean, yeah, it's way taller than 10 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real rim.
Yeah.
But it's just really, it's extra high.
Yeah.
It's not the little ones with the tiny rim.
Yeah.
Where it's got to be pure. It's the tall, it's the one where it's yeah, like a real shot.
Yeah.
And so, Moss was like, look at that. Like, yeah, you know, like I felt like a hero.
Yeah, Ben standing next to you, he didn't make any. Eventually his kid's going to be like, come on, Dad. Maybe that'll motivate him to shoot. Bring him down here with Ma, see if you can win him one of those oversized stuffed penguins or something. All right, let's take the quiz real quick. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So we're going to answer these questions. We'll find out which Philadelphia athlete you are. How would your friends describe you? Laid back, funny, outgoing, reserved, loyal, or aloof?
I don't know. I would describe you as...
No, describe you. How would your friends... I think they would describe you as outgoing.
All right.
You're an over-the-top guy. So we'll give you outgoing, all right?
How about you?
I put funny.
All right.
I'm taking a liberty. Pick a Philly neighborhood to live in. Center City, South Philly, Northern Liberties, Mattyunk, or the Burbs?
Well, I'm a Philly guy. Yeah, I'm a Center City man.
Well, you can go Center City?
But I love South. I mean, you know,
both. Right. What's the matter with you?
Well, I lived in Center City for a guy.
Well, what kind of pet would you most like to have? A golden retriever, labradoodle, cat, something exotic, or no pet?
Well, I actually have a labradoodle.
Boom, you're getting that. I picked golden retrievers. I have one. Pick a genre of music. Rap, pop, reggae, rock, or country?
Rap, pop. It's either rap or rock.
All right. Aren't you
not country?
No.
We'll go rap for you.
All right,
you're a rap soon.
I like old school, I do. I'm a big old school.
This is a Joel Embiid question. Pick a pregame meal. Chick-fil-A, ham and cheese sandwich, grilled cheese, chicken and veggies, pasta, or something vegan?
Pasta.
You gotta go pasta. I gotta go pasta too, actually. Pick your drink of choice. Water, Shirley Temple, beer, coffee, smoothie.
Is that even a question?
You going beer? Or coffee? You like both?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all right, I'm a beer. I'll get a beer.
All right, I'll get a beer. Like I'm ordering
I'll grab a beer.
Like I'm going, you need anything from the bar?
Yeah.
Picking off season.
I do like a pint.
This is a tough question for you. Picking off season hobby, hunting, fishing, video games, hiking, golf, or traveling? Oh, traveling.
Traveling,
okay.
Yes.
I'll go hiking. All right. I'd like to go golfing, but I don't get out there enough. What's your sense of style? Trendy, flashy, and expensive? Simple jeans and t-shirts, casual and comfortable, or classy and sleek? You're a jeans guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I. All right, what's your ideal vacation spot? Beach, mountains, somewhere on a lake, city, somewhere old and historical?
You know where I'm going.
You're old and historical.
Old and historical.
Yeah, you're pretty predictable. Pick your favorite sport. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, or soccer?
Football or basketball.
All right, you're football.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you football. All right, it's loading your results. Oh, my results are in.
You are?
You are Malcolm Jenkins.
What?
You are most like Malcolm Jenkins.
Wow.
How about this? I am most like Reese Hoskins.
Wow.
I didn't even get
it. You like the Reese.
Yeah.
That's good, the Reese.
Yeah.
You know what I got?
I got power. Who'd you get?
No. You're like Carson. Oh. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not true.
That's cool, man.
You're a Wentz guy?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you really?
I can't believe that.
What were your answers?
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
You're a country music man. I guess that's a Carson trait.
Yeah.
Hunting?
Could have got Jimmy Butler for a country guy.
You're a hunter? You're a hunter? Are you really?
Yeah, I go with my cousin sometimes. If I were to pick
Bambi?
Yeah. It was first time was tough. But you get past it. I don't know. What were the other?
First kill's the toughest kill.
Grilled cheese. I think grilled cheese is my food answer.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I got Carson. That's all I got.
That's good. All right.
Good for you, man. That's the algorithm.
Reese Hoskins is good. I like Malcolm.
Yeah. We got good guys. Important players, too.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't get some. I didn't get some fourth liner.
Right. Well, yeah. Could have been anybody. And, you know, you get. Reese is a stud, and our boy gets Carson.
I was hoping for Carter Hart, although I have nothing in common with him. 610-632-0975.
Carter Hart, that's great.
That's the number to get in. Couple open lines. Look at it, when we get after Bring the Heat, there's a guy on the line, Kilroy. We didn't talk to him. The Viking fan.
Oh, Kilroy the Viking.
Yeah, he was in hibernation for a while.
What do you want to talk about? He's the Vikings.
Let's talk Sixers. He's from Camden, isn't he?
Kilroy's from, he's from like South Carolina or something.
Oh, that's right.
Virginia.
Yeah, you're right.
South Carolina.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.